and bifidus, the healthy bacteria that's in the Optiflora, will also fight and get rid of the candida. So we're going to reestablish healthy flora. That's going to click in the beginning of rebuilding the immune system. And the one suggestion that we found is very important is that the Shaklee Optiflora product is a two-part product, a prebiotic and a probiotic. We do not recommend the prebiotic, the powder, which is the food, because it actually, some of the ingredients will actually create more toxin production by the candida. And also the Optiflora may grow a little too fast as it's feeding on this. And so we find that it's better to have just the pearl, at least two per day, as we're dealing and working with adults, and one pearl for a young infant. And then wait for at least 30 days to begin to give the prebiotic, which will then help with the food that feeds and helps to continue with the growth of the good healthy soldiers that are needed. For a baby, you can give this pill. It's a tiny little pearl the size of a BB, and you can actually soak it in warm water. The stomach acids in a young infant and a young child are not as devastating to actually kill the healthy bacteria. And so if you will mash this, you can actually get it to the child, and you're going to be able to get a lot of, in every single pearl, of that healthy flora into the system, even though it has to pass through the stomach acids. For an adult, because of our patented triple encapsulation, we get every one of those live babies right in there. And those soldiers are healthy, and you don't have any stomach acid problems. You don't have storage issues. This is a very, very temperamental, these good healthy soldiers. And most other Acidophilus bifidus products, by the time that bottle is opened, you're going to be having very few, and when you put it through the stomach acids, very few live flora are actually able to be ingested. So the Optiflora is incredibly important to begin to take back the intestinal tract. And then we need to focus on healing the mucosal membrane in the stomach, and especially in the intestinal tract that has been pitted. And the way we have found to do this is with Shaklee's alfalfa. We create a tea out of this. This combination of using a tea, 5 alfalfa and 1 zinc, and doing it 3 times a day for an adult, is so powerful. I have worked with people that actually had stomach ulcers, and the ulcers in a stomach are much, much bigger than the tiny pits that the candida creates in the intestinal tract. And we have been able to heal the ulcers. This alfalfa tea also helps to work with ulcerated colitis because it's loaded with chlorophyll. And we find it better in a tea format. I've worked with several missionaries who have had major antibiotic, antifungal, so many drugs to try and kill parasites and fungus and bacteria that have been picked up in the mission fields, and just ripped up the gut, both stomach lining and intestinal lining. And we've been able to heal that lining using this alfalfa tea with zinc. Zinc is a mineral that is used for wound healing. It is extremely important when we're trying to have any type of a healing of an open wound. And so that's what an ulcer, that's what these pits are in the mucosal membrane. The chlorophyll works on healing that tissue, and so do the trace minerals that are loaded in the alfalfa. Now, the other healing nutrient is the Shaklee Carotamax. This is our carotenoid complex, beta-carotene and all of the other carotenes. Mucosal membrane tissue will heal as you give the Carotamax. It's extremely important to give for an adult. You're going to be working with 3 to 4 a day is what the levels we've had to find to begin to really heal the gut. Also, if we find the extremes, the Crohn's, the ulcerated colitis, the things like this, we also need to work with the anti-inflammatories, which are the essential fatty acids. This is also extremely important in healing of the candida issues in the gut, and also other body tissues in mucosal membrane that have been affected, for anyone with the autoimmune diseases. are gamma-linoleic acid, the epipistanic, which that's a really hard one, long word to say, but our EPA, the omega-3